I think there's a lot of guys that you could talk about, but I think, you know, Sean Dolak's a guy that personifies really, hey, you know, we're going to evaluate, you know, who we think is the best players, and doesn't matter whether you were drafted, what your salary is, we're going to try to do it. And it doesn't mean that we make all the right decisions, but we do try to be able to have honest evaluations and do what's best for the collective. And I think he's a great example. I don't know that I'd say I was shocked, because there was a lot of appreciation for him coming in as an undrafted free agent, but I think it's a good representation of everything is going to be earned, and he was a guy that earned a spot.
Rams head coach Sean McVay.
I'm sorry, I just hijacked the show before it even started.
Sean Dolak. Yeah, he just gave a little bit of information there that you can go for it. What is it?
Draft Diamonds, which is a Twitter account that often will report like the lower level, you know, free agent visits and guys coming in for whatever. They tweeted 3 minutes ago, I hear the Bills are sniffing around for wide receivers. Interesting. It can't be right, though. They have six guys.
They right? do.
And they had Gabe Davis visit last week. So what are they looking? Practice squad guy, maybe? Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
I mean, I had a guy swear at me today on Twitter about wide receivers.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It's yeah, it happens.
Wednesday.
I mean.
Wednesday.
Your guy made the team, so.
My guy.
Your guy.
Listen.
Your guy.
Tyrell Shavers was my camp guy in 2023.
When he catches the game-winning touchdown in a Super Bowl, everyone's going to flock to Jeremy for the applause. He was on.
There's probably some sort of meme along the lines of, like, you know, being mad at me about receivers and then saying, but it's Shavers that's going to make it. Like, oh, in that case, you know, I've liked Shavers for a couple of years. And
it's that NBA player meme on the bench where he's like mad and then he's
Alonzo,
like,
it's Alonzo Mourning. Think,
yeah. And then he's like, oh, actually.
Right, yeah, I'm mad about the receivers, but not right. You know.
Yeah, it's that one.
Six receivers, three new ones. I mean, if you count Shavers as a new one, which, you know, he was not on the roster to start the season last year, he's in the practice squad. But Moore, Palmer, Shavers.
Yeah, Shavers only played in three games last year.
What's next year's room look like? Just real quickly. It's going to have Coleman, Shakir, Palmer.
Shavers the next most likely?
Maybe. I mean, Moore's on a one-year deal. And
Samuel
is, I think, likely to be a goodbye.
Yeah, he's under contract, but it's not like they can get out of it, I think, off the top of my head. Next year, if they are to release Curtis Samuel, it's not loading, but it's SpotTrack's probably got a lot of visitors in the last 12 hours, I'm sure. But I think they can get out most of it. So, yeah, like he would have to, I said earlier, like what's a win for him? What's earning his contract? If he caught 50 passes this year, we'd feel great about that. And then we'd maybe think he's coming back for a third year if he caught 50 passes.
They save about 6.3 by letting him go.
All right, well, maybe 50 passes wouldn't even be enough. If he caught 50 catches, are they bringing him back?
You know what you could get for 6.3? An entire five-year contract for a drafted receiver, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not 5 years, depending on the escalators in year five. A second-round receiver, like a Coleman. Anyway, we're not talking about receivers. This is what happens. You bring up a tweet from Draft Diamonds.
Somebody
all of a sudden, somebody listening right now is like, these guys are talking receivers again. Meanwhile, we've talked a lot about safeties and defensive line and, you know, some other stuff as well. Talked about the Chiefs a little bit there. And Tyquan Thornton.
You want some trivia instead that's not wide receiver base? You want to save it?
I do. Let me get Louie in Springville, and then we'll get some trivia in.
All right.
Hey, what's up, Louie?
Yeah, I'm good. How about yourself?
Good.
And, I just wanted to talk about our current wide receivers.
All right, Lou. I'm just saying, you're bringing it up. No,
yeah,
it's fine. It's all good. It's all good.
My bad. So I kind of want to bring this up. The whole Elijah Moore and Curtis Samuel situation, I'm kind of intrigued about, and I kind of been intrigued about that, especially since we kept Tyrell Shavers, which obviously I think he overwhelmingly performed in the preseason and in camp, along with obviously like Keon Coleman and, you know, your guys you expect. But with Samuel being hurt and Elijah Moore not also being at practice a lot and then obviously not showing up in preseason games, are we planning on keeping them both, or do we eventually look at potentially trading at least one or maybe both of them? And then what are we going to get out of that if we, I guess, do trade it? And then the caveat off that is if we do get rid of those guys, then who's going to replace them? Are we going to re-sign a guy like KJ Hamler, are we going to get a guy like Gabe Davis, who has previously worked with Joe Brady and this offense in previous years, or how is that going to look?
If they're going to move one of these guys?
Yeah, I don't expect them to move one of these guys unless – I don't even know. Like, I think this is their receiver room. I think in the next
Is that real? Oh, my God.
Pay up.
We owed Joe $5.
Pay up, fellas.
No way. Jordan Poyer is coming back.
Let's see those Venmos.
Jordan Poyer is coming back.
Jordan Poyer, according to Jordan Schultz, is signing with the Bills. Does not say practice squad or regular season or anything of the sort, but Jordan Poyer. So pay up.
Time for another round of waivers, I guess.
Get those phones out.
We got to hit waivers again.
Or I don't take cash.
I'll give you $5.
I don't take cash.
I'll give you the $5. Quarters tomorrow.
No, unacceptable.
Hold on.
I'm going to put a sign on my shirt here that
says
cash not accepted.
I'm going to give you the $5 that I won when James Cook practiced after Sean McDermott said, James Cook will practice today. Remember you bet me he wouldn't?
I think the coach knows. I paid that, though.
I'm going to send you back the $5 I won when you bet me he wasn't going to practice. That's when McDermott says, yes, he'll practice today.
Yeah, this whole show is really just an exercise in me and Jeremy sending $5 back and forth to each other.
All right, well.
Jordan Poyer's back.
React. Hold on a second.
It's not really where you wanted to end up, I think.
No!
At safety.
Wait, hold on. Do we have to have the same panic we just had about Jordan Phillips? Jordan Phillips was maybe active roster. If Jordan Poyer is active roster, come on!
He was so cooked last year in Miami.
He can't be active roster.
He could be. Whose spot does he take? Damar Hamlin's?
Okay.
Does he take... He doesn't take Jordan Hancock's spot, right? That's a fifth-round pick. You're not doing that. I bet this is practice squad. It would be weird if maybe Schultz didn't include that.
Is Jordan Poyer accepting a practice? I mean, Micah Hyde just did.
They also signed a safety overnight. So they're adding two safeties in the last 12 hours. What are the odds both of them are practice squad? One of them has got to be active roster, right? Neither of which, by the way, it's been mentioned, either active roster, practice squad, whatever. If it's active roster, I don't want to throw panic in that like he's gonna start, because if they're planning on playing him, then I would panic. Like there is no way that I would be putting him out there on the field. But if he's gonna be the fourth or fifth string safety, I don't know how much I want to freak out, right? Or do I? Maybe I do.
I'm gonna give you a big picture again. How can anybody freak out because they're gonna win 14 games, 13 games, 12 games like they always do? However, family meeting here, in the last 24 hours, it's Jordan Phillips, Jordan Poyer, Gabe Davis.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You have had a lot of picks. Nobody can make this. Nobody can just be a young player that makes the team.
Where are the seventh-round picks? Where are the sixth-round picks?
Where's anybody to make the roster?
And some of those guys are. Like Dorian Strong made the roster.
I guess it's a hard roster to make. They've extended a bunch of guys. Jordan Poyer?
Yeah,
I thought that was a bad pick by you, because we thought he was done.
He said a month ago he wanted to retire a Bill. That it was more for me on the Poyer end of it, than the Bills end of it. But hey, their safety room kind of stinks, doesn't it? Like,
I mean, listen,
it kind of stinks.
I have thought this is the conversation I had with you yesterday, and I also brought this up on the Bills squad with Joe Marino and Jerry Ostrowski, which was, could they start Hamlin because they're so worried about Bishop still? You know, we just talked to Joe Marino about Bishop, and they gave him some easy key, hit the guy, blah, blah, blah. You know, I guess it's practice squad. Is it Micah Hyde last year? Is he a glorified coach?
Right. Remember, Hyde never put a uniform on.
And was never likely to.
No.
But does Jordan Poyer sign to a practice squad now?
That's the thing. Hyde signed in November, right? Like, end of the year. This is before the season begins. So, I don't know.
So it's the same as the Jordan Phillips freak out, which is it can't be active roster. And it wasn't. It wasn't with Phillips. It was intended to be
correct
to the roster, but then cut so he can go to the practice squad. But now,
yeah,
he's just going to
Here's the thing, though. Like, if he took DeMar Hamlin's spot, is it worth a freakout? Is he?
Yes.
He's worse on the field than DeMar Hamlin.
Yes. If it's to replace Hamlin, it is kind of maybe worth a freakout because they signed Derek Forrest and he never got in.
Right.
Can you? They drafted Bishop for the second round pick. I don't know. Again, you're not allowed to freak out for anything because they're going to win 13 games and Josh Allen and blah, blah, blah. But,
yeah,
man, I'm on how many years of let's bring back a very old player to fill a job that we trust them in.
Yeah.
Beasley and John Brown. I mean, Tre'Davious White is this, and we'll see how that goes this year. He had a good camp. Like, okay. Poyer. Man.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm going to send you this $5.
He played a lot last year for Miami. I didn't think it looked good at all. His Pro Football Focus grades are actually better than I thought, but whenever I watched him, he looked slow. Remember, the last year with the Bills, even. Go back to 2 years ago, where he played 1,100 snaps on defense with the Bills, and what was the story of that year? It was, you know, he's kind of past his prime, and we're starting to move him into linebacker. Remember?
Yeah.
Rapp was playing in the back. Like, passing situations, where was Jordan Poyer? He was standing next to Terrell Bernard, playing in the box. So, and maybe you could do that with him. I don't know. Like, it's not... I don't think it's the end of the world.
No.
I don't really think he's going to play. That's part of it for me. If he has a pathway to be out there on the field, then I'm thinking, man, this is just a sign that you think your safety room's in bad shape. And that's my bigger concern,
right,
is they felt they needed this person in their room. DeMar Hamlin might have the leadership stuff down. DeMar Hamlin's been here for 5 years now. And I watch him out there at practice at St. John Fisher. He's out there coaching up the young guys, and he's in constant communication with the defensive backs coach. And he looks like a leader out there. So, you know, did you need that part of it? Because I feel like you already had that in Hamlin. And even Cam Lewis, if you want it. He's been here for 5 years, too. So maybe that was part of the equation. My biggest concern would be they felt they needed Jordan Poyer, and that's a bad sign for what they think of their safeties.
Sean McDermott spoke
to a week ago. He said we're looking for that guy to play next to Taylor Rapp. So
yeah.
He kind of put voice to, like, we're not really satisfied right now with that position.
803-0550. We'll get some reaction on this.
And they're signing two safeties.
We only know half the story here. We don't know if it's active.
No, we don't know if it's active, but...
Mike in Rochester. Hey, Mike.
Hey, I called in. You said the same thing. I think this is just like Micah Hyde. He's going to be on the practice squad. He's going to be Cole Bishop's mentor out on the field to help him catch up. He's hopefully going to get a ring and, you know, get rewarded for all the time he's given to Buffalo, but I don't think it's a freak out. I think it's just the way you use the practice squad nowadays for guys like this. So no big deal.
Yeah, I mean, could they just hire a coach? You want him to be a coach, be a coach.
Yeah,
hire him as a coach. Save the practice squad spot for somebody that. I mean,
I wonder if it is practice squad. I mean, Jordan Schultz just followed up. Jordan Poyer wanted to return to Buffalo with the opportunity to finish his career in the place he loves. Like, doesn't that kind of sound like Poyer called the Bills and said, "Like, you got a spot on the practice squad for me? Like, I want to do it. I want to just do one more year wherever, just be around, and like, I want to do it here."
Maybe that might be right.
Because that sounds a little different than the Bills sought him out and like, hey, if Schultz had followed up and said, Bills felt they needed another veteran presence and leader in the room, like this sounds more like Poyer was the one maybe pushing for it.
But isn't he going to be?
Which is what he sounded like a month ago.
But he's going to be elevated and he's going to play. Micah Hyde was never going to play.
I don't know that he
won't.
He's
going to spend a full year back where it began.
Yeah, is he Kareem Jackson? Kareem Jackson was a 36-year-old safety the Bills on the practice squad all last year, and he played like five snaps. Maybe that's what Poyer is. He's not, you know, your emergency play in case of emergency safety. He's just the guy's going to hang out.
See what Sal can find out for us. We're going to call Sal. Kind of instant reaction kind of situation. All right. Joe won $5 from all of us.
That's the real win here.
It's huge. Since we started this game, Rasul Douglas and Jordan Poyer both signed. Not with
in different places.
Yeah, right. Douglas went to Miami.
Is 21 available, by the way? I mean, I don't even know if he'll put on a jersey this year. You would bet he plays this year? Would you bet he starts one game this year?
I just want to say some version of who wants to poke holes in the idea like Jordan Poyer's leadership would be important.
21 is available, by the way.
But like you said, Hamlin's been here forever.
That's my thing. Yeah.
The system has been here forever. Cam Lewis has been here forever.
Right.
Everybody's been here forever.
This is Rapp's third season. It's not like he's new either.
Telling me you need another voice in the room to get through to Cole Bishop? How many roster spots and practice squad spots do you need to bring in the room for that? Let's get Jaquan Johnson because he was in the – Dean Marlowe, should he be there to help Cole? Again, I'm like overstating this. I don't think this is – or maybe it is. People are going to already try to sell me on the idea that all of this is to try to get Cole Bishop ready. Another voice? Not a player, but just a guy in the room who's never going to play on your practice squad. If we even know that he's on the practice squad.
No, we don't know that yet.
Right. That's what I mean.
We don't know that yet.
I'm not convinced it's just practice squad.
I would think right now, I would total guess.
He played in the league last year and was healthy.
That's right. Yeah, he started like the whole year.
He started the whole year. So like this is not...
Available on August 27th and hadn't signed with anybody.
So is Rasul Douglas. So is Gabe Davis.
True, and they're going to play.
They're going to play. Yes.
Like, I would tell you right now, my total guess would be Sam Franklin, who they signed overnight, reportedly, is more likely to be active roster than Poyer. Because that guy's going to play special teams.
Right.
Like that to me is more likely to be a guy that's getting a jersey.
So I've already got a guy that's on special teams, but also a safety, potentially.
Yep.
In the practice squad. I'm going to add another one to the practice squad for leadership.
It's a lot of safeties, right?
I know. I wonder if someone
is going. Because that is, what is that? That's five safeties. If you were, let's include Cam Lewis just for part of this, because he can play safety. He has done it. That's Cole Bishop, Taylor Rapp, Damar Hamlin, Jordan Hancock, and Cam Lewis. I'm signing, I keep wanting to say Sam Phillips, Sam Franklin. And then Jordan Poyer. Seven safeties between the active roster and the practice squad. Maybe that's... I don't know if that's normal. That feels like a lot of guys.
I don't know.
I wonder what the odds are that someone's going.
I like to think I don't overreact to a lot of things. Sometimes they just catch me by surprise. It's just Jordan Phillips. It's context. It's Jordan Phillips, Gabe Davis for a visit, Jordan Poyer coming back. Like... how many times do you want to put the band back together? You're waiting for the transition. You're waiting for the new guys to come through. You're waiting for this. And like the Ogunjobi signing has not gone well because of the suspension, and people thought he might get cut anyway, but if he does, that's a big cap hit. Elijah Moore, I don't know if he's last man on the roster. I don't know. I think like, are you seeing a couple years of missing on picks come home to roost? Like, what is it that could... I guess it could also be normal. I'm still processing it, I guess. You tell me practice squad and I'll say okay, I guess.
But if he starts at some point.
If he starts, then.
That's tough.
If he starts,
I think that's a bad, they're in bad shape. If he has to play at all this year in anything meaningful, I think that's bad.
Mike and Tonawanda. Hey, Mike.
Guys, what are we doing here? Is this the charity or the NFL? Jordan Poirier asked to come back, so we just fill up a practice squad. He asked to come back. This is a business. Like, we were filling the practice squad or right at the roster with guys who are washed up, we didn't want to squat with when they were here. Like, what are we doing? If your system is so complicated, why not dumb it down a bit so any other player can play? No other defensive coordinator league has this problem with, well, we got to have our guys who've been here for years to play in our system. Maybe your system is the issue. Maybe tone it down a little bit. Like, this says a little bit more, but like you just said, Jeremy, or I don't know who said Joe or Jeremy, but like, does this say that Bean has been missing on these draft picks? Like, why are we, you know, Jordan Poyer, Phillips, Dane Jackson? I mean, hell, Shaq Lawson might be here soon enough, you know? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Yeah, like, the whole idea of the little league we put together of former Bills coming back is because it seems to happen a lot, and now we got another one, I guess we shouldn't be that surprised. You drafted him second overall.
I picked him second overall. Behind Rasul Douglas.
And I've got Gabe.
Is
Gabe signed in the practice squad today?
Levi Wallace is in
town. Gabe be on Gabe and Levi Wallace. Right?
Yeah. Have both been in Buffalo in the last 7 days, reportedly.
All right. Fast forward to 3 weeks from now, 6 weeks from now. They're 6-0. Remember when you were freaking out about Jordan Poyer? Yeah. Like, I know. It just seems weird.
I got to believe that this does happen around the league where players go back a lot. I also feel like I cannot believe that the Bills don't do it the most. It's just so many guys. Like, I did point out yesterday, like, to a caller, Kansas City does this. Like, they brought Kareem Hunt back, and they brought Mike Edwards back, and they brought Juju Smith-Schuster back. But, man, I would, without having a list in front of me, I would definitely bet the Bills do this more than anybody. Just a hunch. It's a lot of guys.
803-0550. We'll get a break in. We'll see what happens. Hey, if you got a Poyer jersey, great news.
Yeah, and with the number available still, so. Yeah, although that was going to be a long-standing jersey anyway. You could have worn that forever.
Hey, it's contest time. Be caller 5 to 2214WGR. Caller 5 wins a pair of tickets to see the Deftones with special guests Fantagram and the Barbarians of California at KeyBank Center September 1st, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. That's caller 5 to 2214WGR.
I played 12 years. I'm extremely thankful and blessed to have played the game for such a long time. And, you know, last year was an extremely tough year on so many levels. You know, our team wasn't very good. You know, I didn't play as well as I wanted to play. You know, it's just a really tough year, obviously transitioning from Buffalo to Miami. Cultures being different, systems being different. You know, it just didn't work out the way that anybody had hoped. But at the same time, you know, I'm thankful for it all. Thankful for, you know, all the moments, all the friendships. And, you know, would I like to play again? Absolutely.
Would I like to play there again? Absolutely, right? Play again?
Yes.
All right, Sal. Let me tell you, our game, former Bills to come back, is all the rage now.
It took me one day to win it.
Yeah, so Jordan Poyer's
coming
back, and we do not know what capacity that is. So I don't know if you have any answers on that yet, or you'd like to just tell us an opinion on that, but Jordan Poyer is returning.
I mean, I'm just kind of stunned, to be quite honest with you. I did not see this coming. Actually, a few people, shout out to all those people who basically asked me, tweeted at me, or came into the live show last night. We had several, Matt Bove and I did, on the Always Game Day live podcast last night. We had a couple last night who came in and said, hey, what about Jordan Poyer? And honestly, I just completely dismissed it. So did Matt. We both did. And I said, I just don't see that happening. I don't see a world where they do that. I mean, he wasn't quite the same player his last year in Buffalo. And then I think even more so last year in Miami when we last saw him. And you remember he was the one that hit Keon Coleman in that game in Miami. He was a little late getting over. And that happened. And I think that was just kind of like something we had seen over the last couple of years. We also know that, sure, in Buffalo, he understands everything about the way the Bills do things. He understands the defensive system. I don't know what role they envision him playing. Is he signing to the practice squad like Micah Hyde did last year? Maybe this is all about that. I don't know. Like, this is just happening now. So trying to get more, like, info and details. We'll hear from Brandon Bean later today at 2:30 p.m. The practice squad's going to be formulated today. If he goes on the 53, someone has to go, right? I mean, like, what does that look like? Who is that? So there's a lot of questions to be answered here that we just don't know yet.
So question for you, Sal. If it is practice squad, again, this would be the kind of thing we would wait to hear from Bean or from Poyer. I feel like it would be a different practice squad than Micah Hyde. Micah Hyde was never going to play, right? It was never really a consideration. And I wonder, because this is the start of the year, this is not just retiring. He'd be giving up on the idea of playing anywhere else. And I don't know if he's in the Jordan Phillips camp who said, I would only play there. I don't know. Maybe I'm a little bit sensitive right now because I'm sensitive about safety. Like, I've got my concerns there. I think a lot of Bills fans do. And if he's going to play games, then, man, you just can't feel good about what's going on back there.
I don't know what Jordan's been doing specifically. I don't know if that – I came in when your clip was playing there. Did he say what he's been doing in, like, over the summer or
No. Owen has been scouting his Instagram. Right? He's been traveling the world.
Yeah, he went to – he did a trip to Africa, right, and, like, right. Southeast Asia. Like, he's been traveling, I think, like, all summer.
All right, so my thought is here that, you know – If he's not quite ready football-wise, and he's been doing that, and he hasn't been in shape working out trying to find a job with teams, then you may have to take a little time to onboard him to get him ready, to get him up to speed. And That would, to me, suggest put him on the practice squad, and then when he's ready, you elevate him if he gets ready, or you could just, you know, sign him then to the 53 at some point. To go right from that to the 53 would be quite, I think, a statement on what they think about their current safeties, to be honest with you, Jeremy, like you just said, right? Yeah. So, again, let's just all take a breath and step back here for a second, because I want to remind everybody what happened with Jordan Phillips Sunday.
Yeah. Okay?
It was reported Jordan Phillips was signing and with the intention of signing to the 53-man roster. We learn 24 hours later that is not the case, was not the case. He was signing to the 90-man roster with the intent then to go on the practice squad, which eventually he will do today. So, again, I think we all just need to take a collective breath. Let's see where this goes, what the reasoning is, and find out a little bit more later.
Yeah. The other thing, too, Sal, is this is the second safety in the last 12 hours that we've had a report that they're signing.
Diana Rossini says practice squad.
For Poyer?
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, well,
there
you go.
But that still could be, Sal, what you're laying out, which is they might think we might need to play him, and this is the onboard to make sure he's ready to go. Poyer on the practice squad is, to me, it's not as glaring a problem, but it's we might need to break glass in case of emergency back there. They might like him more than Hamlin.
Sure. I don't disagree. That could all very well be true. It could suggest that Jordan Hancock isn't ready to play yet, and they need another guy, mm-hmm. right? What if we find out today Jordan Hancock goes on IR? Then remember what I said earlier. He can come back after four games. Mm-hmm. You need a guy. You know, maybe that's something that they're thinking of. I don't think this would be the reason, but I do want to at least mention they do play the Miami Dolphins early week three. He just played for the Dolphins last year, although I don't know if he knows the defensive system and all that, but you know there are other things at play that could be, but we'll see. And you know, again, a mentor, a guy that understands the defense, understands the system, can work with the guys who are currently on the team, the young guys, specifically Cole Bishop in this case, I would say, Jordan Hancock as well in this case. So it makes more sense now. Again, take a step back, practice squad. Okay, what does that mean? It doesn't mean he has to play in games. Doesn't mean they're even intending on him playing in games. It could literally mean he's here to help us. He's here to help the guys on this team because we're trying to do our best to get them ready.
They're not about to just give away a practice squad spot, though, I don't think. Like, it's not that they necessarily did that with Hyde last year. I don't know, Sal. Like, I end up wondering if it's just...
Well, I mean, they do that sometimes just to bring a guy in to replicate somebody. I mean, they do that
right.
sometimes
right.
for different reasons.
Just so early in the year, fresh off a camp... You know, like you would have a whole bevy of ideas on who you could bring back, and if it's just Poyer instead, I don't know. We'll have to hear what Bean has to say. I'll stop speculating about it, but I would anticipate that it is if we need him, he'll play. He wants to play.
Well, also, sure. I don't know what's common, Sal, like for how many at each position you carry on a practice squad. What I was getting to with Franklin, who they reportedly might sign, that was a report from overnight, is if Poyer on the practice squad now makes Franklin on the active roster more likely, and if that replaces somebody that's on the active roster.
Could be. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts today, guys. We could find out they claim somebody else today that we have no idea, right? I mean, like... So there's a lot of moving parts today, but there are 17 guys in the practice squad. There's no longer like nine guys, right? I mean, like they get 17. So, you know, you say, well, you know, a practice squad spot, some teams use two quarterbacks in a practice squad, like the Bills. I don't think they're going to do that. So I wouldn't like just say that like every practice squad is valuable. There's no doubt about that, but there are a lot of different reasons why you bring different guys onto a practice squad.
Yeah. I guess I'm just trying to get to like, it feels like he could be a long way away from being on the field for this team, because if they're signing this other guy, and you've spoke about Cam Lewis is versatility to play safety and he's done it, and Hancock's versatility to play safety. I mean, there's like seven safeties now that we're talking about, and he might be at the end of the list.
For sure. You know, it is a guy, and as Matt Bove just tweeted, I agree. Bringing back veterans who know the defense to teach young guys makes more sense than obviously just bringing him in on 53. So, again, I just want to reiterate, today's a day that we have to kind of take a step back. Let's see how things develop. Let's see what it is at the end of the day. If he's on the practice squad, then great. That doesn't mean he has to play. It doesn't mean that the intention is to play. It could be. I mean, like you said, maybe break glass in case of emergency.
Yeah.
Jordan Poyer said in whether that clip or another clip, he'd love to retire a Buffalo Bill. Like, this is a chance for him to do that. There might be motivation there, too, which is, hey, you know what, guys? I'll come in. I just want to show up every day to that building. I love my time in Buffalo. I want to help teach the younger guys. Maybe I never play in a game, but I'm there and I can retire a Buffalo Bill. Like that could be the case.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Sal. Thanks for checking in a second time with us.
All right, you got it.
All right, we'll keep you posted on what's going on with Poyer. The thing about this, I've got a person in the YouTube chat making a good point, I think, which is you should have brought him in months ago if it was going to help bring Cole Bishop up to speed.
Well, he was traveling.
Right. He wanted to skip camp. He's a veteran, but like, I could have used him for the last 3-4 months. And
yeah.
You don't need a practice squad. You just bring him on the roster if you wanted that. But I don't know. It is interesting. I think, right, we are time is a flat circle. We're doing it again. It's the same as the Jordan Phillips situation, which is, and by the way, Gabe Davis would be the same too. These are the three positions we are the most worried about. Are they not? It's safety,
yes.
Defensive tackle, and receiver. And when they bring in a player, even if you are like happy with their receivers, the idea they would bring in Gabe Davis is before Shavers and Samuel and Moore are all on the roster on the initial 53. They bring in Gabe, and I think, you're not going to do something. It's not that bad over there, is it? Where you'd actually bring back Gabe? And then they have not done that yet. Same with Jordan Phillips. What? You're bringing him back? Who's getting cut for this guy? Jordan Phillips going to beat out Dwayne Carter? Like, no, actually, that's not going to happen. And here's Poyer now, where it's, what? Safety, too? So,
yeah.
They've got their holes. Like, this roster is good. No doubt about that. Very good roster. A lot of really good strengths. But these weaknesses, I guess, you know, this is life in the pressure cooker when we're all thinking, like, oh, I don't want this one thing to be what derails it. And when these throwback signings come, like, I get a little triggered. Like, what? You can't be that worried about safety?
Yeah. By the way, the trip that he took was in the Brazilian rainforest.
Ah.
Is where he went. For those that are wondering.
Good.
He posted about it on Instagram the other day.
803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. Derek in Cape Cod. Hey, Derek.
Hey, guys. Let's just take it easy. I think he didn't call the Bills and say, hey, I want to play. Obviously, they called him to bring him to the team, whether it's practice squad.
It is practice squad.
Okay. What if it's sign a one-day contract and retire?
It's not. It's the practice squad. We know it's the practice squad.
Okay, so that's not a problem. I don't have a problem with him being on the practice squad and then eventually getting elevated to the 53-man roster. The guy had a C on his chest for the Buffalo Bills for a long time. Yeah, he had a year off. He didn't have his best year. But we're thinking Trey White's going to come back and be a good second corner. Why don't we think Jordan Poyer could do that? Again, he's had a C on his chest. He's respected in the locker room. I don't see it being that big of a deal.
Well, the one – hold on, Derek. Oh, I'm going to get you one thing quick here. Trey White is 30. Poyer's 34.
Yeah, it's a
And Trey White, people watched him have a good camp. Like, when Trey White came back, there were definite doubts, and there still are doubts going into the season. But we watched him have a good camp. Poyer just took all of camp off at age 34. So, like, you know, I think the comparison is fine, but there are big differences there.
I agree. But I don't think it's the end of the world, and I think the kid could – come in and play. Well, I obviously need help.
If he plays, something went wrong. That's the point. Like
I don't think it's that bad. But Bills.
Right, well, thanks, I mean, Derek. If Cole Bishop is good, he never plays.
Right. Or
that's just it. That's just it.
Or if Cole Bishop's not good, it's Hamlin
right. Or
Jordan Hancock. You know, your practice squad players are not supposed to. Is it wrong to say they're not supposed to play? Outside of elevations?
No, like, you never want them.
For special teams?
You should
teams,
never like, need them to play.
Or if they're good enough to beat out a guy on the roster. But, again, like...
And something could go wrong. Bishop could have be lost.
He have big
and
problems.
And they need to bench him, and maybe there's an injury somewhere else at the position, and they think Hancock's too young. But, again, that is a list of things that could go wrong. You do need things to happen for him to get on the field, I think almost undoubtedly.
I just
and
wanna
it
be,
starts with Bishop.
At the risk of being... Whatever, I'm definitely not a pessimist. Like, I think they're going to be awesome this year. But he'll be a major asset to Cole Bishop. Micah Hyde was too, right? Micah Hyde was here last year.
Right.
Bring in Ronnie Lott. Bring in Steve Atwater. Bring in every safety to ever play to work with Cole Bishop. Like, okay, another asset, another guy to really try to bring this safety that you need to be something into being something. Like, okay. You can tell me he'll be an asset to Bishop. I'm not going to dispute that. The question is, will it make a difference?
And if this was the best idea for Bishop, why wasn't it done earlier? And if he doesn't want to play, then he could have been hired as a coach. And if he does want to play, he didn't want to come to training camp. I don't know. Like, I don't – if he plays, it's not good.
And I'm betting – I'm still betting against that he'll play. Right at this moment, at this very early moment in time on this.
He's an all-time great Bill. Like, he's going on the Wall of Fame. Like, he wore a C. So did Mitch Morse. Mitch Morse is retired.
And he just bought me lunch.
So did Gabe Davis. Gabe Davis is available and, you know, not on this team. So did Tyler Matakevich. Right? He had a C.
I think he did.
Extendo Sports coming up.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, real quick, just more context here. Lots going to be said about Jordan Poyer in the next, like, 5 hours, and we'll see what Brandon Bean has to say about it. It's definitely not, like, again, reacting to it in real time. Definitely not the end of the world. The Bills are going to be great, but just I want to really slow everyone's roll on what Poyer can bring because he went to Miami last year on a one-year, $2 million contract.
Yeah, nothing.
Now, maybe to stay with the Bills because of income taxes, he wanted $3 million. They wouldn't pay $3 million, maybe. But if he's such an important veteran presence, could have done that. He could have been on the team last year. He didn't have to leave. He's a franchise great. And the Bills watched him go to a division opponent on as cheap a deal as possible. And now he comes back, and it's like, oh, his veteran leadership is going to be so key. It's so key. They should have had it last year. Right. No? Is he, if he's better than Hamlin
for $2 million bucks?
If he's better than Hamlin, why wasn't he here last year? He knew the system. He knew everything. He could have been the guy to have Cole Bishop under his wing. Just careful on, like, oh, he can still play. The Bills last year said no.
Yeah.
So.
And Miami didn't want him back.
I mean, I'm not, again, the practice squad, sure, fine. Does Jordan Poyer look at this safety room and think, I'm going to get back in that lineup? He might.
It'd be hard not to.
Not to look at it that way. So, whatever. It's fine.
It's fine until he's out there on the field. Which I still am skeptical it's going to happen. But also take PFF grades with a grain of salt, but he did grade better than every Bill safety last year.
That's not that hard to have done.
That's the
by PFF grades.
It. Yeah.
All right. Well, hey. Max in Gettysville. Hey, Max.
Hey, guys. I'll make it short and sweet. You know, we must have the slowest wide receiver and safety core in the whole NFL now. I mean, I think it's time to put Bean on the hot seat. If we don't get over the hump soon, this is year 8 or not or whatever of Allen, and we're signing Jordan Poyer right now. I mean, come on, guys. What are we doing? Thanks.
Thank you.
They
practice squad.
The biggest problem I think he has at this point is the speed is gone. Gone. Are they the slowest at those positions? I mean, Bishop's fast if he's on the field. Rapp's probably average. Receiver, yeah. I mean, they're not. Speed is not a top trait of theirs in general. They've got Hairston for it, but that's a different position.
True.
He'd be caller 5 right now. Win a pair of tickets to the National Buffalo Wing Fest. Saturday, August 30th. So this Saturday, a couple days away. And Sunday. Plus 2 Wing Fest t-shirts, courtesy of Buffalo Wing Fest. For event hours and tickets, visit buffalowing.com.
All right. What's up? Tomorrow, Rivalries uniforms get released. That's
Rivalries
exciting.
Rivalries uniforms. Probably at 10:01 after the show ends.
Yeah, that's right. What else?
The Vikings just traded for Adam Thielen, which was coming.
An old player coming back again? Thielen did have a really strong finish to the season.
Yeah, he did.
And
they also traded for him.
That's right.
They signed a 5th and they got a 7th back, right. So it's not like they traded much. But
right.
Yeah, he had 48 catches last year.
And a lot of that in the second half of the season.
Yes. Minnesota's had a lot of injuries at receiver, and Jordan Addison is suspended. So
right.
He'll probably play right away. And Carolina, it is Tet McMillan season. Clear out that room for him.
And Jalen Coker.
Jalen Coker.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. That's it for us. We're back tomorrow. We'll find the context, the full story on the Jordan Poyer signing. Welcome back, Poyer. All right. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up.